Hare Krishna, we're just getting ready to go to Ramanujacharya's birthplace. We were there last week, but I wanted to go back to the four holy places as well that he would daily visit and go on top of those two hills. One where Lord Parashuram's temple, and the other is Durga Devi, Parameshwari, and then of course go to Pachakatirtha, go to the birthplace as well. So this is a brief little anecdote. Yesterday, thank God, Brother Abhiram, I didn't know he was here, but he found me and he came over and we spent a couple of hours together. Mostly I was just listening to him, particularly he was talking about his time as Srila Prabhupada's nurse, because he was Prabhupada's nurse. And among the stories, one of them, which sort of made me just a little sad, was an incident when Prabhupada came back from London. Now, of course, I'm talking about 1977. Prabhupada came back from London. And I think in Delhi airport, because to come to Vrindavan, you would have flown to Delhi. In Delhi airport, there was a strike. So they had to fly to Bombay. And then from Bombay, they had to take a train. So Abhiram Prabhu ran around the railway ministry and so on, and arranged a whole car that used to be used by the Rajas, beautifully decorated and with its own bathroom and bedroom and kitchen and big drawing room and curtains. So very, very nice, very beautiful. And that would have sufficed for Srila Prabhupada and that journey to Mathura. I've gone before by train. It's, well, it depends which train, 18 hours, 24 hours. And this was the beginning of September, so it was still summer. And it was air conditioned. So he phoned up on the devotees charge and he said, so we got this really good facility for Srila Prabhupada, but it cost 50,000 rupees. Now 50,000 rupees at the present time is $1,000. At that time it was more like $6,000 or $7,000. But anyway, the reply was, oh, we don't have that kind of money. And of course a little debate went on about that, but the end result was that didn't have the money, or at least that money wasn't made available for that. And so Prabhupada ended up going in a second class non-AC, which means a compartment with four beds. And that's what Prabhupada and his entourage came on instead. And Prabhupada brought him in and put the shutter down. It was that vinyl covering. And first thing Prabhupada said is there AC? But anyway, there was no AC all the way up to Mathura. But Srila Prabhupada was, as usual, very tolerant. But perhaps devotees today think that Prabhupada was always getting the royal treatment, and Abhiram was making the point that nowadays, Prabhupada's disciples or current day gurus often get a much higher standard of treatment and so on, than Srila Prabhupada did. Perhaps Prabhupada's daily Guru Puja sort of misleads one, but pointed out sometimes Prabhupada's facilities and care and so on were very, very basic. And particularly when I heard about this example, it was, anyway, it was maybe a little sad that Srila Prabhupada didn't actually receive that real type of treatment that he should have, especially when Prabhupada was going back to Vrindavan to leave his body. Hare Krishna.